this morning, we're going to read Curious George Goes to a Movie by Margaret and H.A. Ray. Illustrations are done in the style of H.A. Ray by Vipa Interactive. Well, that's an interesting name. Do you like the name Vipa?
Yes, Pippa's more short.
Oh. Yeah, Peppa Pig makes pig noises, that's right. This is George. George was a good little monkey and always very curious. One afternoon, George took a trip into town with his friend, the man with the yellow hat. "Look, George," the man said as they walked by the theater. "The movie we've been waiting to see is here. If we hurry, we can make the next show." "Two tickets, please," said the man with the yellow hat. As they walked through the lobby, the smell of popcorn made George hungry. But when he stopped in front of the concession stand, his friend said, "Let's find our seats first, George. The movie is about to begin." Inside the theater, they found two seats right in front. The man with the yellow hat whispered, "George, I'll get some popcorn now. Stay here and watch the movie, and please stay out of trouble." George promised to be good. George was enjoying the movie when all of a sudden a big dinosaur jumped onto the screen. It made George jump right out of his seat. George was curious. Was he the only one to jump out of his seat? He looked around. See, he's peeking over his chair. He was looking around. George saw a bright light coming from a little window at the back of the theater. Was that what made the movie appear on the screen? Though he had promised to be good, little monkeys sometimes forget. And soon, George was at the back of the theater, but the window was so high, not even a monkey could climb up to see through it. "Usually there is a room behind a window," thought George, "but how could he get inside?" Then he saw a door. See, he wants to get up there. It's very high. But he looked around and found this little door down a hallway. George raced up the stairs and peeked inside. He saw a strange machine with two spinning wheels. It was making funny noise, and it was making the light that came through the window. Now he could see how the movie worked, but when he stepped into the room, George was surprised to see a boy sitting in a chair. The boy was surprised to see a monkey standing in his room. In fact, the boy was so surprised he jumped right out of his seat and knocked the wheels right off the machine. Downstairs in the theater, the audience began to shout and stomp their feet. They wanted to watch the movie. But the movie was all over George. See, this is an old kind of movie theater. They had to use real film. It's kind of like a string with little pictures on it that turns into a movie, Ida. We don't really have those anymore. Now we have phones and things to watch movies. It's very different. But here, George is all a tangle with the movie around him. George felt awful. The movie had stopped, and it was all his fault. "There is no place for a monkey," the boy said, working quickly to unwind George and rewind the movie. "Why don't you wait by that window while I fix this mess?" As George waited, he looked out the window at the audience and the big blank screen. When he moved in front of the light that was coming from the machine, he saw his shadow down below. This reminded George of a trick. Oh, looks like George is making shadow puppets on the movie screen. So now instead of a movie, everybody at the theater is watching finger puppets that George is making. He arranged his hands just so, and a bunny appeared on the screen. Is that funny?
Mm-hmm.
He's making shadow puppets of bunnies on the movie. Then George made a dog, and a duck, and another dog. He's very good at this, isn't he? Mm. "It's a puppy," someone from the audience shouted. I don't think I would be that excited about finger puppets, but... oh my. Others joined in. "It's a bird," they said. George made the bird fly away. looks like the man with the yellow hat just came back in. He's trying to figure out what's going on.
It's George!
It is George. George's shadow is up on the whole screen now. Then the audience saw George's shadow up on the screen. They were delighted. It's a monkey, a child yelled, and the audience laughed and clapped. This is better than a movie, said a girl to her friend. I am highly skeptical of that, but it's a different time. Just as George was about to run out of tricks, the boy announced that the movie was ready to go. The audience cheered, one for the movie and one for George. George and the man with the yellow hat were back in their seats, this time with popcorn. That was a fun story, wasn't it?
I want a balloon.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll get you a balloon later. All right, say bye-bye, Ida. Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.